Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. She is the Emmy Award-winning actress you know as Phoebe from Friends. Her new animated series is called Housebroken. Please welcome back to A Late Show, Lisa Kudrow. Hello, Lisa Kudrow.
Hi, Stephen Colbert.
Thank you for using my full name. I like to start off all the interviews very formally, and then we get more familiar as we go on. Now, I just found out something that you...
People might not know who I am. I want to make sure they know who you are.
Good. You know him from hosting the show right now. Please welcome Stephen Colbert. You, I'm being told, have just spent some time with our mutual friend, Mr. Conan O'Brien. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I think the world of Conan O'Brien. I think he's just a prince of a fella. But he's kind of a late onset friendship. I didn't meet him become friends until sort of late in my career here. But you've known him forever and a day, I understand. You guys are old friends.
Yeah, 1986. Wait. Oh, this makes a difference. I'm going to leave these on. Is that all right?
Sure. I'll take mine off. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. 1986. That is pre anyone knowing who either of you are.
That's right. It was the very first improv class. I almost quit, but I saw him lift a disc with such commitment that I went, oh, that's commitment. That's what you do. I'm just going to stick to him like glue while I figure this out. He was masterful. Spaceball, too. Really, really good.
What, Spaceball?
Spaceball, like you're throwing a ball. Ooh.
Wow. Could we have the suggestion of something interesting to talk about?
Proctology.
Chia Pet.
Wasn't that obvious?
Now, I understand I snaked him away from you at one point. Like, I won that he better dealed you with me at one point in the past out at Deer Valley.
Yes, and yeah, because we were always there around the holidays together. And so, you know, we get together, I think it's like Wednesday night, and I call him up like, so tonight, right, where should we go? And he said, well, listen, so Stephen Colbert is here. And I thought, oh, my God, I would love to meet him. Oh, they should come too. I was right about like, oh, hey, Stephen Colbert. And he said, yeah, so we're going to have dinner with them.
Okay. You're welcome. It's important for a friendship to be tested like that.
Yeah, I'm not even invite and nothing like, no. But would you like to? No. And no. He said, so we'll see you like the next night. And yeah. I said, okay. Well, yeah, and we're free. So, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
How was dinner with Stephen and his family? Was it fun?
It was it was great, actually. It was truly.
But, you know, yes, I'm sure. But, you know, the paranoid part of me was just, wait, does Stephen Colbert hate me? And Conan was trying to protect him. But I don't know him. Maybe he just hates me, like, without knowing me. Like, he just has an impression of that loser. Please spare me.
Sure.
Yeah. Were we ever even offered?
He did say, do you want Lisa Kudrow to come? And I said, absolutely not.
Right. Okay.
I said, absolutely not.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah. I said, is Schwimmer available? And he said, no, that's only on TV. They don't actually, like, live across the hall from each other.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Speaking of which, you see the transition I just did? You see that segue I just did?
Okay. Friends. Yeah.
People are pretty excited about this Friends thing coming up on next Thursday, the 27th of May. What did it feel like after all these years to be back on the same set? How long had it been?
17 years since our last show, and we haven't all been in the same room in like 5 or 6 years. So, and then COVID, you know, delayed this whole thing so much that it was thrilling and a little emotional.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and they rebuilt all the sets. So I think we were meant to be excited about seeing the sets. And everyone was but me, because I wanted to see the people, you know, walk on the set, looked around and plopped in a chair. And I just noticed a couple other people from the cast were like opening doors, like as if it's an apartment, like, ooh, Monica's room. Oh, nothing there. Right. No, it's not really opening doors to see what's there. It's a set. There's nothing.
By the way, you ever taken any one of those BuzzFeeds, which friends are you? Which friend are you?
I did take
what
it.
What friend are you? Are you Phoebe?
Rachel.
Did you? Because that seems like the fix is in. Did you take it again to say, like, there's got to be another friend?
No, I was exhausted by taking it the first time. And also, I thought I was answering questions, like, that would bring me to Phoebe, you know, favorite color, yellow, or, you know, some things that, who would you want to be on a date with? SpongeBob. And then it just said Rachel.
Hold on. Is that a Phoebe thing? Did I miss something in the Phoebe canon that she had the hots for SpongeBob?
Well, there were, like, real people in the mix, too. So, like, I don't know why. Like, it's so Rachel to choose an animated character to go on a date with. I didn't understand their criteria. But it's funny because when I first read the script and I was going to be auditioning for Phoebe, I saw Rachel and I just went, oh, that's like a Long Island Jap. That could be hilarious. I can identify with that more. But they said, no, Phoebe.
Yeah. You know, I auditioned once to be like to do a part 1 week story on Friends. I was in L.A.
You did?
I was a L.A. young actor looking for. I got called in, auditioned on the set and everything like that. Not with anybody, with a casting director or something. But it was like, basically, if I got it, they would have pushed me into a room and I would have started working with you guys. And I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I'm sure you would have remembered working with a Stephen Colbert. But I never. And boy, did I really need a gig at the time. Boy.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I definitely would have remembered you.
Thank you. Isn't it amazing to any young actors, young performers out there, back me up in this one. When you're working, you feel like, well, you'll always work. But then when you're not working, you feel like, I will never work again.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I always feel like, well, I will never work again. And then I do, like a miracle. But I was going to say, no, while I was on Friends, I thought, I will always be working. Because there's no end in sight for this show.
Well, there wasn't. It was off for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was on for 10 years, but I just thought, this could go on forever.
Sure.
Then I did an HBO show called The Comeback, and I went, well, this can go on forever, I think. And they canceled us immediately.
That's it. After
I said that, in fact, the phone rang.
when you're no longer with like a cast you spend a lot of time with, it's a little breakup. There's heartbreak involved. But as I said, you guys have stayed in touch. Is it that way with everything you've done? Are you the sort of person who keeps up with her co-stars forever?
Well, I do with some. Yeah, I mean, Mira Sorvino and I are still friends for sure. We did a movie, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
I remember.
And I just saw Diane Keaton. She directed me in a film called Hanging Up. But she didn't like me at first.
She cast you in a film and didn't like you?
She didn't cast me. I think I was just sort of like foisted on her. So I remember meeting her and she said, yeah, so, okay, I don't know how this is going to go. You know, because I think what you do is just like really precise. And I need it to be, you know, loose. So, I mean, I don't know, but we'll see, because here we are. I mean, here we are, and you're doing it. So, yeah, anyway.
Well, I have interviewed Diane Keaton, and that is a very good Diane Keaton. And let me tell you, when you're interviewing Diane Keaton, you don't know. You don't know. Anything could happen. So
anything.
We'll see.
That's what and she says, so we'll see. Listen, guess what? We'll see. But, so I just saw her recently, and I said, you didn't like me at all, right? You didn't want, I'd never asked her before. I said, you really didn't want me in that part. She says, no, that's right, yeah. No, I didn't. But I didn't have a choice.
That is the basis for a firm friendship. Now you've got a whole new group of people to keep up with for the rest of your life. You're doing a new animated series called Housebroken. You play the character Honey, a housebroken poodle. One imagines that this poodle is housebroken. Tell me about Honey. Tell me about playing a poodle. Do you have a dog yourself?
I do. It's a Malti-poo.
A Malti-poo?
But that's a standard poodle. You know, they're very smart and elegant and sophisticated. So I took to it like a fish to water.
It was lovely to see you, Lisa. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
Housebroken premieres May 31st on Fox. Lisa Kudrow, everybody.
Coming up, David Schwimmer.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome back to the Late Show Ranch. My first guest tonight is an old friend, a beloved actor, and now stars in The People versus O.J. Simpson.
O.J., is it impolite to ask him?
No, man, talk to me.
What is Howard's game plan?
I don't know what Howard's game plan is. That's what I'm saying. Why was I cuffed on? And now it's all over TV.
That, why did he let you get interviewed?
Whatever they asked me, I talked to him because I told him I had nothing to hide. What do I got to hide? Dudes ain't got nothing to hide.
Why in the hell were you in there alone?
I don't know, man. I don't. These are good questions.
Please welcome David Schwimmer. Hey, David Schwimmer.
Hi, Stephen Colbert.
This is incredibly pleasant to have you here.
For me, too.
No, for the people out there who may not know, we went to college together.
We did indeed.
Yeah, we studied theater.
Yes.
At Northwestern University.
Thespians.
Yes, exactly. Yes. At the School of Speech, as they called it back then.
Yeah, for some.
We actually have a record of
This is
actual a photo of you and me. We were in an improv group.
We were.
The No Fun Mud Piranhas was the name of
That's
the group.
That's right.
And see if you can pick out us in this group together. This is back. Okay, that you might have push in a little bit more if you can. There is David Schwimmer. And there is Stephen Colbert. God. Can you go back up here? Go back there, right there. You have hair that Kylo Ren would love. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
at what point did you give it up? What point did you give up the hair?
Oh, boy. I think senior year in college, I finally...
Really?
I cut it for a show. Yeah.
Really? It was uncastable?
Yeah. Yeah, I had. It was a lot of maintenance too.
Rinse alone could bust you.
Yeah.
Young struggling actor. Did you do the young struggling actor things like wait tables when you got out?
Absolutely. I think we have that in common as well. We both worked at various restaurants in Chicago. Uh-huh. And I waited tables for about 7 years between Ed DeBevick's in Chicago.
Oh,
and,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I worked for the same guy. I worked at a place called Scoozy.
Yes, you
right
did.
Across town from
you
guys. Yeah.
I remember going in once or twice.
I remember when you came in because I do remember when you came in because I think you had already done something in Hollywood or something like that, and I was really jealous because you're like, I'll never work, and Dave Schwimmer already has work.
I was wondering why there was my soup tasted just a little... little Colbert.
You can't prove anything. You can't prove anything. It was a very deep bowl, though. Okay, let's get down to the nitty of the gritty here.
All right,
okay,
let's do it.
You're playing Robert Kardashian.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the family name. This is how we originally got to know the Kardashians.
Right.
Was through Robert, who was a friend of OJ's. What were they to each other?
Well, they were friends.
But how did they know each other? What was the connection?
Yeah, it was USC football, actually. Okay. They knew each other for about almost 25 years before the trial. They were very good friends, closest of friends, best men at each other's weddings. The families would vacation together. Mm-hmm. They went into business with each other. Robert was a lawyer. And then when all this went down, Robert was asked to join the defense team.
Shapiro asked him to join the defense team.
That's
so
right.
He was there every day in the courtroom.
He was there. He was there every day and also visiting OJ in jail the entire time.
It's hard to believe that it was 20 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
This was the first year you got friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, were you paying attention to it, or was your world just blowing up too much for you to care about stuff like that?
I was too into what I was doing, you know?
You and I knew each other, as I said, from Northwestern University, but also from theater in Chicago.
Yeah.
You're one of the founding members of the Looking Glass Theater, which is an incredible theater in Chicago. If you're in Chicago and if you're looking to see something beautiful,
please,
go to the Looking Glass Theater.
Please come check it out.
There's no other performance space or no other performance group like the Looking Glass Theater. Amazing, amazing.
Thank
really
you.
Beautiful. Whenever I see something Looking Glass, I think, well, thank God something like that exists. It's such a beautiful thing to have in Chicago or in the United States.
Thanks.
Do you still perform live?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Don't
yeah,
I
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we know you from Mr. Famous,
Theater.
Theater, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did a play here in New York a couple of years ago, Playwrights Horizons, called Detroit. Mm-hmm. I also, I'm back in Chicago directing and acting with the company when I can. So, yeah, I love it. There's nothing like a live audience. So. Yeah.
Are you from Los Angeles originally?
Yeah, I was born in Queens, but I grew up mostly all over L.A. And then
lived in Chicago for many years.
Yeah, then went to Northwestern.
Well, how would you compare the three big cities in America? Like, do you have a fave?
I would say that...
You're in New York right
I'm
now.
I'm in New York.
I'm right now.
Well, I moved here about 12 years ago, and this is where I decided to live and raise a family. So I would say right now New York would be my favorite.
Nicely done. These people love you for saying that. Just don't ever come in second place in Iowa.
I won't.
We started off as an improv group together.
We did.
Did you enjoy the improvisation?
You know, I'm going to be really honest. Yeah. I was always, this is true, I'm not lying. Steve, I could never keep up with him. Your mind is just so ridiculously fast. And I was more...
Very nice to you, sir. Very nice to you, sir.
It's God's honest truth. And I actually was really grateful for being in that group with you because I realized, that's why I can't do that. So, I mean, I should go into acting and not that.
Do you know what I remember? One of the things I remember about you, other than you're a very gifted actor, is that between your freshman and your sophomore year, you grew a chest. Do you remember this?
I worked out like mad
that summer.
Yeah.
And you were just like an average freshman. But sophomore year, I was like, when did Schwimmer get jacked? Were you juicing? I'll cut it out if you weren't.
No,
how'd you get so jacked?
I just worked out.
You were like, boom, you were totally ripped and exploded over one summer. You know what I'm talking about.
I appreciate that. I don't...
all of us who got to see it appreciated it, too. Yeah.
No, you know, I was I didn't reach puberty till very late. So I was yeah. I was short and heavy until about yeah, until like summer of junior year of high school and then senior year. So and then I suddenly was really tall and all skin and bone, like just yeah. tall and thin.
Yeah.
So when I got to college, I thought I should probably exercise.
And I just want you to know, to this day, if I ever get on an exercise regime, I think to myself, I wonder if this will have any effect if I work hard. And I think, well, Schwimmer did in the summer. How hard could it be? So thank you for that example.
It's my
thank
pleasure.
You for that North Star.
I'm glad I could inspire you.
Well, Dave, great to see you.
You too, Steve.
Say hello to my friends at Looking Glass, please. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.